Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And quitting time. But then the six string circus comes to town. We hang them speakers over the crowd.
Jason Aldean, ladies and gentlemen.
15 seconds of the show. The first time we see the crowd, the first time they see us, right off the bat, to me, is what sets the tone for the rest of the show. It's like the fire's burning, that sort of just pours gasoline on it. Then the explosion.
When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, and everybody's singing.
New full-length album called They Don't Know, his third straight to be on top of the Billboard Top Country Album chart, Jen.
Mm-hmm. Jason Aldean, huge hit maker. And by the way, talks about going into concert. He has one of the most, I guess, down and dirty sort of concerts in country music. Lots of explosion, lots of energy. He's really good on stage.
Really? When's the last time you saw him?
Probably about a year and a half ago, maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you have all of his albums?
Well, I have a lot of his music streamed in my phone, sure.
Okay. This is a song called Single Lights. I mean, it was Single Lights. Good, Doug. The Lights Come On.
Them too.
And then, what's the other song you have there, Richie?
That's it for Jason Aldean.
Oh, it is.
This is his big single right now.
It is. From the album They Don't Know. It's the first country album to top the Billboard 200 since Chris Stapleton's Traveler last year, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 15-song set.
Here's a little more Summertime.
This is L. King, X's and O's.
Right.
All right, so this country,
video play.
Other country news, L. King.
There's like nine things happening at once.
I know. Where's Kara? Can we get her back soon?
So
we
don't
know what the hell's going on here. Anyway, L. King is best known for her blues pop hit X's and O's, which reached number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 as her first hot country single.
But they never want to leave. I kind of like this.
You?
Yeah, she's great.
So this is like a Brangelina song. X's and O's.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of them.
Heavy on the X's.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that L. King and Dierks Bentley, who's a huge country star, that it's amazing to me. I love when genres cross over. So they got together and they've got a new hit now, too. Different for Girls with Dierks Bentley.
I bet we've got that somewhere here. This mishmash of whatever music we have. Oh, here it is. This is Dierks Bentley's Different for Girls with L. King. On and walk to a like bar. This, Ginger?
Yeah.
She don't text her friends and say, I gotta get laid tonight. She don't say, it's okay.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Going for it, eh, Dierks?
She don't scroll through her phone, okay. Just looking for a band-aid. It's different for girls when their hearts get broke. They can't tape it back together with a whiskey and coke. They don't take someone home.
I like this.
Act like it's nothing.
There's something about the lines in this fairly predictable.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go out and say I don't love it so much anymore. I mean, I love the sound of their voice, but the messaging in this song is just, it's overdone.
I don't like
please.
It. I don't like it at all. Okay, so what are
it's
we
different for girls. Ask Kim Kardashian, please.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian, what are we? Kim Kardashian has gotten serious. Did you see that ad in the New York Times?
I did not.
Yeah, she's discussing the Armenian genocide situation going back 100 years.
Can we go back to L. King for a second? Did you know that that was Rob Schneider's daughter?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Really? For heaven's sake.
No
really?
Way.
Way. How in the heck did that? Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. Rob Schneider. Oh. It's his daughter. She dropped his last name.
So expect to hear Adam
Deuce
Sandler
Bigelow,
on the next.
Male gigolo.
Right, yeah, who's great friends with Adam Sandler.
Right.
28 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This three-time All-Star is also a two-time American League MVP. He slammed 434 homers, knocked in 1,400 runs, and has a career 295 average. but lack of support knocked him off the Hall of Fame ballot.
And Gonzalez sends this one deep to left field. It is way back, and it is way out of here.
So where is Juan Gonzalez now? Juan is back in Puerto Rico, where he now owns the local semi-pro team in Vega Baja. Juan helps out around his community with the promise of minimal media attention. In 2007, Juan was named in the Mitchell Report as someone who reportedly had taken steroids. He's defended his innocence with little help from Jose Canseco.
So you were an eyewitness to seeing Palmeiro, Gonzalez, Rodriguez.
Absolutely. I injected them.
Jose Canseco, still sticking it to Juan Gonzalez. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling said,
"We do not need magic to change the world. We carry all the power we need inside ourselves already. We have the power to imagine better."
You have the power to imagine a better world, to make a difference in your own life and the life of others. Your imagination flows from your unique genetic makeup and your personal experiences.
No one else on Earth can duplicate what you have and who you are. You are truly one of a kind.
It's up to you to live up to the potential that is within you. Just imagine.
Imagine what you can do to make a difference in the lives of others.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.